Thank you. The struggles of living each day come close to being too much. And so we are tempted to grab the quick fix, the easy solution, and inevitably, we are disappointed. So we pray, reach into our hearts, Lord, with courage and hope, to embrace the tough transformations, to make the real and lasting changes, to seek the truly good answers for the sake of our families and communities, our countries and continents, our people and our planet, for the sake of our very selves. May we find, together and alone, the strength to climb the mountain and see your glory, and then to walk to the cross, through the pain, until we know the joy and glory of resurrection. And also this morning I ask you to keep all the members of Lester Park in your prayers. That's where several of our people are to this morning. This is their last service. And so as of today, the Lester Park United Methodist Church no longer exists, and we will be getting some of the people here joining us in the future. So keep them in your prayers, because you know that's a very, very tough thing to do. And so now I invite you to rise as you're able and join in our call to worship. The tomb was found empty.
What does this mean?
Jesus has risen.
What does this mean?
Jesus comes to us saying, peace be with you.
What does this mean?
O ye of little faith, do not doubt but believe.
What does this mean?
Come, let us walk the journey of faith, acknowledging our doubts, but holding on to hope, for Christ is risen. Our first song is number 312, Hail the Day That Sees Him Rise, it's in the red. Christ Jesus, as we come together to worship, to praise, to sing, to pray, I invite you now to sit back and close your eyes. Take in that first deep breath, and as you let out all of the stress and strain in your body. Let your head roll free, not off, but free, and your shoulders. So you can take a second deeper breath. And as you let this breath out, send with it all of the what-ifs, the to-dos, the anger, the bitterness. Let it all go. So you can take the deepest cleansing breath. And as you let this breath out, come be completely present here with the Lord. Let us join together in our unison prayer. Almighty God, you called us into being and created us to be in community. We thank you for our church, for our brothers and sisters, this family of God. We are mindful that our community of faith extends beyond these walls and borders and into the whole world. You continue to call us to live in faithful communities with others. May we be reminded of our foremothers and forefathers of the faith who gathered together and shared all they had with others. May we live out their example in our world and reach out to others in need. Guide us into your way of love and justice, where we see each other as brothers and sisters, where we are called to live in communion with each other. May we continually walk towards building up your kingdom on earth. In Jesus' name.
Final breath he gave. very rigorous, very rigorous.
Well, aren't they all just kind of unifying? Well, we don't have the children, so we're not going to have children's time. That's the way it goes. Instead, we're going to go right to, apparently after Easter, the next Sunday is a free Sunday. I know. So, now is our time of sharing, and I have very important announcement. Well, it's not an announcement, it's a presentation. This is a picture of all the little hands down at Parents and Pals Playtime. And it says, thank you on behalf of all of us at Parents and Pals Playtime. Hope United Methodist Church, thank you. We are so grateful to Joanne and Jim Hubel. With heart and helping hands, a child can accomplish anything. God, power of life, we praise you that you have not abandoned us to the living death of sin and despair, but that through Jesus Christ you have lifted us up from the grave. Hear us as we lift to you our hopes and prayers for ourselves and for our church and for our world. Let your grace empower us as people of faith to better serve you in the regular places of our lives and in the people we meet along this faith journey. Open our eyes to the living Christ as we pray for and work with the poor, the brokenhearted, the sick, and the bereaved. Hear our prayers for those who are close to our hearts. In your resurrecting power, lift everyone up and give them renewed strength and hope, and give to us all new faith by which we live our days with you. Then our lives will be living witnesses to your resurrection, made whole by your love and care. We ask you, Lord, to be with all this day, those who are grieving losses in their lives, loved ones, jobs, other things, those who are dealing with illness, those who are dealing with suffering, and those who are so separated from you that they don't even know you exist. But we thank you, Lord, for the joys of this morning and of each morning as we live the life that you give us through resurrection. We ask you to be with us and give us that strength and courage as we pray the prayer together that you taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. I invite you now to rise as you're able and join in our next song, which is We Walk by Faith.
Peace be with you. As the Father sent me, so I am sending you.
Then he breathed on them and said, "Receive the Holy Spirit. If you forgive anyone's sins, they are forgiven. If you don't forgive them, they aren't forgiven." Thomas, the one called Didymus, one of the 12, wasn't with the disciples when Jesus came. The other disciples told him, "We've seen the Lord." But he replied, "Unless I see the nail marks in his hands, put my finger in the wounds left by the nails, and put my hand into his side, I won't believe." After 8 days, his disciples were again in a house, and Thomas was with them. Even though the doors were locked, Jesus entered and stood among them. He said, "Peace be with you." Then he said to Thomas, "Put your finger here. Look at my hands. Put your hand into my side. No more disbelief. Believe." Thomas responded to Jesus, "My Lord and my God." Jesus replied, "Do you believe because you see me? Happy are those who don't believe, don't see, and yet believe." I'm surprised no one enjoys and concerns anything about the bulldog win. Thought that would be like the first thing. Because we don't have a children's book, you know this means I get to talk for a really long time. Don't worry. So, some pastors are calling today's Doubter Sunday because of the story of Thomas. Initially, it seems kind of funny to have this just after the great celebration of Easter and the resurrection, but once you think about it, it makes sense. Thomas is not unlike his other friends and disciples, but he wasn't present when Jesus came. And maybe Thomas is like most of us. We want to believe, but there are some things that are just beyond our comprehension. Things that blow apart the very understanding of how our world works. And Jesus continues to turn the tables on our thinking, even in the resurrection. But there's another part of this Sunday, a facet to the story that you don't always talk about, and that is the way Christ's gift of life brings us into a unified, life-giving faith community. In the reading from Acts that I read first, the early church is described as a caring, loving, and servant community in which all things are held in common and no one had need. Now, we've talked about this before. Can you imagine selling your house, taking everything, turning it over to somebody else and saying, "Give it to whoever needs it"? Yeah. I mean, it's hard for me just to get rid of my books, let alone give everything I own to someone and just say, "Take care of it. It's for everyone's good," right? It's not always that simple. But the simple and obvious message of the resurrection is that it is not a personal individual gift, but it is also about reconciliation and community. Because of Christ's life, we find connection with one another and with God. Think about it. Are the people here the people you see every day? Or do you only see them when you come here? You get a whole different group of people, a whole different family, because of Christ's resurrection. And in this time, we get to have a sense of belonging, and we get to welcome others into the joy that we have found in following Christ Jesus. What a wondrous gift that is. And you know, even Thomas needed his community to process what was happening. Although he had to see the holes in Jesus' hands for himself, he had to stick his fist in Jesus' side, it was the other disciples in the community that enabled him to do so and to realize what that meant in their lives going forward. The disciples had to go on alone, each one individually. I'm pretty sure we would not have Christianity today. It was being in community that helped things grow, from those little house churches to the big cathedrals. But the other fusion in this story is the ability to ask questions, to have doubt in your faith. And if you don't have a community surrounding you, to get answers, differing opinions, or to even grow in your faith. Think about it. Right now in our world, one of the problems we're having is that people are speaking in absolutes. This is absolutely true or false. There is no middle ground, right or wrong. And when you speak in absolutes, we leave no room for understanding, for discussion, or even the movement of the Holy Spirit. We get trapped when we speak in absolutes. We get trapped that this is the only thing that we can see and hear, and if you're outside of this, you're wrong. Or worse yet, we get trapped in here because we're afraid that somebody else might be right. We are human and we are curious. We doubt things we do not understand, and we want to know why things happen. And guess what? According to our God, that is great news. Because if we ask questions about God, about our faith, about the Bible, about the things happening in our world, we grow not only in knowledge, but in openness and in a much stronger faith. Our faith community, or any faith community, should be a place where questions are welcomed and discussions can happen on any issue in a way that is open and honors all participants. That is one of the greatest wonders of our faith. We can yell at God, we can ask questions, we can debate a Bible passage. And through it all, God walks with us and still loves us and forgives us. So doubters and questioners are always welcome. Don't bring your absolutes, bring thoughtful ideas and ponderings so that we can all grow together in our faith. That's also something that's missing right now. We are so polarized that we don't want to have this conversation. Again, partly we don't want to have this conversation because you might say something that's going to change my mind. And what does that do with my beliefs? But partially always also because we're just afraid of everything around us. And here is the place we should be able to come, and we should be able to discuss, and we should be able to say, lovingly, in a calm voice, I don't agree. Here's my thoughts. Where does God come into any of this? How does my faith live that out? Does it all work together? And boy, you know, if we could keep having those conversations, we could be growing in our faith and growing in our ability to see the world around us as God wants us to see. So, here's today. Celebrate the doubts you have. Because doubting is part of the journey of faith. Ask the questions you have, whether it's of me or of someone else in the congregation or whoever it is, your family members. Ask the questions. See what comes. Recognize that at times, the whole resurrection story is a bit hard to take. It's hard to be fast believers of that. But honor the times that you have doubted God's existence when there is so much pain and suffering in the world. And accept that at times, the Bible doesn't seem to make sense to you. Those are all very legitimate things. I remember one time there was a dog that I was attached to when I went down to Louisiana. And I came back when I found out that the dog was missing. And I went through the woods looking for this friend of mine dog, screaming at God at the top of my lungs, how could you do this to this poor animal, blah, blah, blah. And you know what? About 3 hours later, I got a call from my friend saying, could you go pick him up at the vet? Somebody found him. But it's okay to scream. It's okay to have doubts. It's okay to do the things that show that we're human. But we must also recognize that we are still sinners. We are still sinners. We do things every day that are not the way God wants us to do. But we get to honor the chance and the fact that we get another chance to turn back each and every day to set our lives on the right paths again. Because the Holy Spirit is always with us. In this passage, Jesus gives the Holy Spirit to those disciples. And we need to accept that we need God. We need Christ in our lives. Because if nothing else, Christ shows us the path to be our true selves, to be honest before God and the world. And when we're honest before God and the world, we live the life that Jesus calls us to. I haven't ever gotten it together for you, but at one church when I was an intern, one of the things we did was have, I think there were four pastors who came up, and before that service, we had everybody write down questions. And then we asked the four pastors to talk about those questions. It was very interesting, because of course, we pastors don't have the same answers to anything either. We are only human. We are not God incarnate or anything like that. So, you know, so it's very interesting to do those kinds of things that allow us the space to doubt, the space to question, and the space to grow. So, let us all be doubting Thomases today. Let us all celebrate the resurrection of Jesus Christ, who allows us to be doubting Thomases. And let us go forth into this world, open and ready to find our path. In Jesus' name, let us pray. Christ Jesus, again we thank you for your life and your death and your resurrection. And we celebrate the fact that you walk with us each and every moment of the day. Help us to open ourselves to be vulnerable enough to ask the questions, to not think we have to know all the answers, because we don't. Only you know all the answers. Help us to keep growing and learning who you are and what is expected of us as followers. We thank you that each day dawns with a new start for us. And help us to use that new start to continue to go boldly into the world, asking questions, seeking answers, building relationships, and building community, so that we may continue to bring your word to this hurting world. Amen. Let us continue our worship now with the bringing forth of the offering. confirmants are leading worship. So that always is an interesting service. So hopefully you can join in that service. What else? Thank you all for giving generously to Chum through the March Food Share program. We got the money and the food in on time, so that's done. What else? Barb?
Lilies and tulips need to be go home with those who have ordered them. There's bags out there in front, so please take them today because this will be the last day they'll be out there. Also, if you're coming down for coffee, we have a special cake for Jack's birthday.
Oh, Jack, what did I get? 28?
Yeah.
Four ties. Four ties? No, not quite that.
I want to personally thank everybody that helped us with the pasty fundraiser, but someone is missing a beautiful black apron. So if it's yours, it's hanging downstairs, and if you know whose it is, please let them know. Thank you.
Thank you.
Shoot, I just thought of something else I should tell you, and I can't remember it. From here to there. So as you go forth into today, go forth open. Go forth smiling. Go forth knowing you don't travel alone, and that others will find your smile a lifesaver. We thank God for all that we've given. We go forth in His name. Amen.
It was better. I can't say that was.